Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a blessed day today. I'm sure you guys have already seen what's going on in Santa Fe, Texas right now. Another school shooting. As sad as this is, my hearts break for the families. We're going to be praying for everybody involved in this. This is just, you know, when kids are teenagers and they're growing up and they're trying to become who they are and figure out who they are in the world, you know, the last thing they need to be dealing with is a bunch of nutbags coming into their school, opening fire on them. And it's exactly what just happened in Texas today. Basically, they're saying 9 kids are dead, another half dozen are at least wounded. They also found explosive devices supposedly in the school. Demetrius Potorskis, 17 years old, is basically the one identified in custody right now. They said a school resource officer was also shot and injured, and another police officer was shot and injured in the incident when the witness says a gunman opened fire inside the art class during first period. And as horrible as this is, guys, I knew something was going to happen this week. That's why I've told you guys repeatedly this week. I said, stay frosty, stay awake. There's no way Israel is going to allow this stuff to go all over the mainstream media with Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and not have something to get this off the news. And sure enough, this is exactly what they were going to do again. You know, and of course, it's Texas. Remember, California is the most populated state in the United States, followed by Texas number 2, Florida number 3. California's already been pretty much fully disarmed. Florida just had one of the most egregious gun bills in history applied to its citizens, including the firearm restraining order bill. Now this is going to happen in Texas, and I can already tell you, as you guys already know, we are going to see a monumental push for federal and state gun control again. And, you know, confiscation flat out right on the books, in my opinion, is never going to be addressed on a national scale, especially with Texas. Texas ain't going to give up their guns. Florida's not going to give up their guns. But what they've done in these bills is they've done a very good job at writing, A, the bills that can be translated and then pushed into further, more egregious bills in the future, and also, two, what six states already in this country have done, and numerous other ones are already working on, is the firearm restraining bill, which I've gone into detail in this, which basically means that any time a coworker, a friend, a family member, anybody can say they feel threatened, you have a gun somewhere, doesn't even mean you've brandished it, but you're basically acting like a crazy person, you have guns in your house, and they're scared to death, essentially, of you, and at that point, the police can do a wellness check if they deemed you to be any type of threat. And then you have to think about this for a second. Think about it. Stay with me on this. The police are the only ones that have to prove you to be a threat to the judge to get a search warrant to take all of your firearms from your house. So the officers go to your house under a wellness check. They knock on your door. They say, hey, Mr. Smith, we basically got notified that so-and-so or somebody anonymous has basically said you're threatening them, that you have firearms in the house. You basically, you're trying to kill them, or you have thoughts about killing them, or you're basically acting like a lunatic and you have firearms in the house. Is this true? Now, majority of people, what's your first response going to be? That's not true. What are you talking about? Whoa, Mr. Smith, first off, you need to calm down, sir. You need to calm down. We're just trying to ask you a couple questions. Do you have any firearms in the house? Yeah, I got firearms in the house. I got a pistol on me right now. I got a concealed carry permit. Okay, so you are armed right now. Yeah, I'm armed. Do you have any other firearms in the house? Well, actually, I don't feel like answering that question. My attorney needs to be present with me. I'm not going to say anything else to you guys right now. Have a nice day. Door gets shut. Those sheriffs already now, because of your behavior, trying to be defensive, have now confirmed verbally that you do have a firearm on your person, you are acting hostile in some type of manner, and that is all the evidence they need to take it to a judge, say, we feel that this man is being hostile and threatening, he confirms he has a firearm, he has a concealed carry permit, we need a search warrant to take all the firearms out of his house immediately, and the judge grants it. We've already had over 20 of these issued in the Central Florida just in the last month and a half, guys. Wake up. This is going on. But other than that, we'll get back to the news before I get sidetrailed and all this. This is horrible, Dad, in Texas again. This is just bad. I mean, what's your take on it?
Okay, I've got to digress for a moment, okay? Yesterday we told you about the man who was involved in the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank. The same guy was involved in the publishing of the Scofield Bible. The same guy was involved with basically writing the Federal Reserve legislation, declaring war on Germany in 1933, and of course the same guy who actually had gone into the White House and blackmailed Woodrow Wilson for $40,000, who ended up paying the $40,000 out of his Rothschild pocket in order to do this. Now, we went into detail on that yesterday on the show. Now, we've got to step back now. We've got to look at what's going on in the War of 1812, what happened with the Civil War, what happened in 1776, because remember, in 1776, when our country was establishing itself away from England, France and England were in a big fight. Nobody got involved with what we were doing over here because they basically were fighting themselves in Paris, in France and everywhere else with Napoleon. Now, this is when they basically took over, the Rothschilds took over the Bank of England, took over the country pretty much. It all happened in that time frame. And then the War of 1812, they decided they wanted to put a central bank back into the United States. They wanted to control the colonists. They wanted to take it back. And because we put a central bank in, they stopped the War of 1812. England, through the Rothschild banking cartel, through the Bank of England, through the City of London, they call it, this one square mile, most expensive real estate on the earth, is the fiefdom of the Rothschild Empire, in which they broadcast what they want to do globally to everybody. It's through these banking cartels, these interlocking banking cartels, that the Rothschild banking cartel runs the planet through the corporations that they own, or have interlocking directorships to, or straight have purchased the stocks. And so they pretty much run everything, including the CIA, weapons contractors, black operations. Remember what happened in Europe after World War II. The United States set up the Operation Gladio, which was going to set up false flag operations all around Europe in order to make people fear communism. General Jagiellon from Germany basically came to the U.S. and said that his men would help fight communism in Europe, and they set up sleeper cells all over Europe in which they started blowing up stuff that the United States was paying for. You know, you can look this up. This is all disclosed information. It was classified. It's all disclosed. So we were setting off bombs with our CIA all over Europe, all over Central, you know, all over America. Then we decided to do Operation Condor, and we did the exact same thing in South America, in which the current Pope was involved in that, in Argentina, as far as sending people to their deaths and turning people in. All of this stuff was being done by the Rothschild Bank, including publishing through the Oxford Press the Scofield Bible through Uttermeyer. And now, what's also interesting about all of this stuff, you know, we have been put asleep through the radio, through the TV, through broadcasting media, through chemtrails, through fluoride, through immunizations, vaccines. All of this stuff's being done to us simultaneously. Now we have the lowest birth rate in the history of our country. All of the stuff we talked about on yesterday's show. Now you say, well, what does that have to do with, you know, with the show today? There's one common denominator in all of this. It's the Rothschilds. It's the central banks that control the money. Now, people are always, yesterday, I had a bunch of emails come in, you know, great show, great show, great show, great show. Had a couple emails come in, you know, you're picking on Israel too much. Okay, now, let me do a little qualification here. Israel is a gigantic apartheid state. They took the land away from the Palestinians, took more away in 67, and when they approached the border walls, they end up shooting them. There are people in Israel who have true Abrahamic blood in them, who actually may have some claim to Israel as far as the landmass that's there based on the Old Testament. But we also need to realize that the Rothschilds, when they rewrote the New Testament through the Oxford Press using Scofield in his commentaries, which in some places the commentaries are a page long, when the verse they're talking about is like, you know, a quarter of an inch. It's nothing. And the whole page is all commentary. And they've continued to upgrade the commentary for the past 100 years to further promote Zionism. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't legitimate Jews in Israel that are Abrahamic blood. I'm not even saying there are not legitimate Arabs in Israel who have Abrahamic blood. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is this, is that we have to hold every country accountable for their actions. If Israel wants to live in peace in the Middle East, all of the stuff that's already taken place can be pushed under the rug. Everybody can forget about it as far as I'm concerned. But when you open fire on people and you kill them and they're unarmed except for maybe a slingshot and you blow their heads off, there's got to be some type of moral outcry. Austin said yesterday to me, Dad, there's no way the Zionist press and the Zionists and the Rothschilds are going to continue to allow this bad publicity about what just happened in Gaza with thousands shot, approximately 3,000 shot from what I've read. No one's going to allow this to continue in the media in Europe or anywhere else. We have to put the sleep people back to sleep again in the United States about what's happening in Gaza. There's going to be another false flag. Austin told me that just beginning of the week. And I thought, gosh, I hope you're wrong, Austin. And here we are, boom, bang, biggity beam, what do you want to call? These kids are getting killed in Texas again, another mass shooting again. In addition to that, we've also had another a Cuban plane crash. A 737 went down shortly after takeoff, went down as a fireball, which planes don't go down in fireballs, guys, unless something's going really seriously wrong, like a bomb. And they had a lot of people on them, and now this apparently the bulk of these people have been injured or killed. And all of these things now have diverted the mainstream press away from Trump's whores, Trump's prostitutes, Trump's porn stars, the Mueller investigation, the little bit they were talking about with Gaza. Now we're back to what's happening in Cuba, what's happening back in Texas, and it's like this. And you have to be frosty with me on this. I don't want to pick on Israel because there are true, hardcore, Torah-believing Jews that don't worship they don't use the Kabbalah or the Zohar. They're not practicing and worshiping angels or demons or sorcery. They're not doing that. They're using the Torah, and they're God-fearing Jews, and they're as opposed to Zionism as we are. I'm just letting you guys know that. And they protest about it all the time. Guys, what we can't do is allow public opinion to sway us from telling the truth of what's going on in Gaza, in Palestine, in Israel, in Germany, in Russia, in England, in France, in Italy, in Texas, in Cuba. This is a news broadcast. And when I have to report the news, I have to report the news. I am not going to do what so many other alternative news broadcasters have done and give Israel a pass regardless of what they've done. There's a girl who writes with News with Views. I spoke with her a few years ago, and I told her, I said, she's a Zionist. And I said to her, I said, are you telling me that if Israel starts World War III and kills 6 billion people on the planet, you're giving them a pass and you're not holding them accountable for it? She goes, yes, they're getting a pass. And I'm like, whoa, I don't understand any of this. So guys, I'm not picking on Israel, but Israel is a fiefdom of the Rothschild Bank. Not to say they're not good Jews or good Arabs or good Christians in Israel. I've never said that. What I'm saying is the current government in Israel is satanically corrupt through the Rothschild Banking Organization. Tel Aviv is the number one homosexual destination in the world. They have thousands of brothels. Anything you want, any perversion you want, they've got it there in Tel Aviv. We've got to tell the truth. But on the other hand, we've got one of the largest homosexual populations here in Florida and Key West as far as per capita. We've got a huge homosexual population in California. We've got huge homosexual populations in almost every major city, along with brothels in Nevada. So it's not like Israel has a license that they can sin above everybody else, because everybody else is sinning also. But remember, guys, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Luciferians, they run the porn industry. They run the media. These atavistic Sabbatean Kabbalists who have a deep-seated hatred of Christianity, they run Hollywood. It's the same group of people that have completely hoodwinked the vast majority of evangelicals in the United States with the Scofield Bible, are the same guys that promote porn, are the same guys that promote same-sex marriage, are the same guys that promote communism. This is the infiltration that we've had into our social values by the Luciferians, who are the synagogue of Satan. The Word of God says this. You can't fuss at me about this. It says in the Bible, they claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. That's what it says in the book of Revelation. The synagogue of Satan is in charge of Israel through the house of Rothschild, which is a Luciferian bloodline. The house of Rothschild, in the book Bloodlines, if you read it, They have a place setting at their dinner table every single night for Lucifer himself. And they say approximately every 37 years, he basically comes there in the flesh, whatever he comes in as an individual, a being, or whatever he has, he shows up for dinner, and he gives them the next thing they should do over the next decade or so, and he continues to guide them and direct them as far as world affairs and how they can continue to bring us into a Luciferian dictatorship. Now, you got to remember this. Whenever they have a massive sacrifice, like 9/11, or in Texas, or the airplane, or in Gaza, a people who aren't saved, when they die, their souls aren't already connected to God in heaven like ours are. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you die, you automatically get to go up to God's dimension. You're out of here like that. You're done. It's over. You're finished. You have left your vessel, and you are gone, and you are with God. The people that aren't saved aren't that. And for some reason, Satan likes to eat these people from a metaphorical standpoint, an energy standpoint, a real standpoint, in sacrifice and in torture. And it's almost as if they go into a feeding frenzy when there's a bloodletting human sacrifice. This is the same thing they did back with the Canaanites, in the fallen children of Israel, when they worshiped Baal and Moloch, and they passed their children through the fire, and they fed these demons the energy sources from these children, and it happened in Central and South America when they actually extinguished their own population by sacrificing the young. It's the same thing that happens, listen to me, with abortion in the United States. When the unborn are dead, they've already got a soul in them, and that energy is released. And these demons, these sorcerers who talk about this, they don't see human beings as a human being. They see them as a strange, luminous ball of energy that they can consume. And I've read you this stuff before in the books that I've done the research on. This is what we're fighting against. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. So don't get in a kick and pray with me because I picked on the Russians this week, or Israel this week, or the Germans this week, or the French this week, or the Chinese this week, or the Koreans this week. Don't do that. If you want to get on a kick and pray with me, get on a kick and pray about these stinking low-life Satanists that like to do this to little children. We have a huge sacrificial network right now in the United States that uses children as sacrifice victims, and they promote it throughout the United States and throughout the globe. The CIA is deeply involved in it. It's also, I told you, a satanic organization of moving children, moving organs, human organs, moving money, and moving drugs for huge amounts of money. We have been taken over by an organized crime syndicate. Not only is it the Jewish syndicate, it is the Italian syndicate, it is the Russian syndicate, and it has taken over our country. And in Paul Williams, he writes about this in the book Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Mafia, and the Vatican. The Vatican is completely corrupt right now. This Paul guy from Argentina, now he's talking about stepping down because everybody hates him so much because he keeps saying the word of God's not real. I mean, he keeps making up this stuff. He keeps writing scripture. He keeps doing all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because he's one of them. He's probably a high-level Masonic order guy, and he's basically working together with this New World Order. Now, you'll say, you're picking on the Masons again. Guys, the vast majority of the people who are in Masonic lodges have no idea what they're involved in. I'd say probably 1 out of 100 really know what's going on, 33 degrees and up. They don't understand what they're involved in. They're joining it because it's a social club, because it allows them to make contacts in the business world, why it helps them to get promoted as far as, you know, stuff they're doing. That's what it does for a lot of these people. But they have to understand what who their allegiance is to when they get involved in this stuff. What is it, 40,000 Baptist preachers in the United States are members of a Masonic lodge? 40,000 Baptist preachers? Because they haven't been taught the truth. So if I don't teach you the truth about who runs Israel, who brought us the Scofield Bible, who's running Russia, who's running the United States, who runs our Federal Reserve System, who runs our CIA, and the groups that are interconnected through all of this stuff, shame on me that I'm not being a good watchman. And so when I have to report on stuff, guys, cut me some slack, all right? Cut me some slack. If you don't agree with me about the Zionism issue, go to Chuck Baldwin's website. He's got an 8-CD set that he put together that teaches in detail of what happened to the church, what happened with the Scofield Bible, and read through all of this.
And in the event that you still want to fuss at me after you've done all of that, then do me a favor. Give me a shout, give me a call after you've read Chuck Baldwin's stuff, and I'll be happy to discuss it with you. But the guys, the whole thing is this. I'm not here to try to convince you of this. It's not my job to be your Holy Spirit. I was a true Zionist. I believed it, I taught it, I preached it. I taught Old Testament dietary guidelines for many, many years as far as out of the Torah for Christians, not be under the law, but to be under grace and understand what God wanted us to eat. I taught it for years. In addition to that, I was a big proponent of Israel for years. Then finally, I started looking at the research, started tying it together with the Balfour Declaration, and started putting the pieces of this puzzle together. And yesterday, with Untermyer, I gave you guys a huge chunk of this puzzle. And now I'm like, you know what? There are Christians out there right now. If you ask them, is the fulfillment of prophecy based on the on Israel becoming a state again, or upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ? And they'll tell you it's the of Israel becoming a doggone state. They completely ignore the resurrection of Christ. Christianity is about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, not about the state of Israel. And people don't get this stuff, Austin. And I talk and talk and talk, and then I get these letters and these emails that say, basically, you're picking on Israel. If Israel stopped murdering people in cold blood, if Israel go in there and basically stop using the Kabbalah, stop worshiping fallen angels, stop doing all these weird things they're doing, including being the number one homosexual destination in the world and being the most apartheid state in the world, I probably won't talk about it much anymore. But when I know that they're a fiefdom of the Rothschild Empire and nobody else wants to talk about it, well, no, David Icke talks about it too. And he's not even a Christian. David Icke's not even a Christian, and he talks about it. So, guys, it's one of those things that you got to take a look at the truth and you got to look at the facts. Don't base your opinion upon what I say. Go in and do your own research. If you're on my personal list, I send you all kinds of stuff on China, on Russia, on the Federal Reserve Act, on Israel, on Germany. I send you all of these articles that you can do and look for yourself. But guys, just look up Untermyer, like we talked about yesterday, and the Federal Reserve Bank and the Scofield Bible, and read through it yourself. Look up the Balfour Declaration and read through it yourself. And guys, if you do this stuff, if you read through it yourself and you start to understand what's going on and who in the world is pulling the world's strings, literally pulling the world's strings, you're going to begin to realize very quickly, wait a minute, I was taught stuff that wasn't true. My pastor simply didn't know what was going on. And now I'm stuck in the middle of this stuff because I didn't know any better. And now I'm waking up, so guess what? I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to believe this anymore. Again, Samuel Untermyer, Untermyer, put him in Scofield Bible, Federal Reserve Act, Woodrow Wilson, and you will get a crawful of it. You will learn a lot more about it than you want to know about it, and then we can all go down the road together. I'd much rather talk about nutrition and health and everything that's happening in the United States. But these same guys are the ones that are spraying the chemtrails. These same guys are the ones that own the GMO factories. These are the same guys that own Monsanto. They're the same guys that are forcing us to use the hybrid seeds and the Terminator seeds now. They're the same guys that... Yeah, it's always those guys. It's always those guys. And that's what Henry Ford said. You dig deep enough under a rock and you're going to find one of these international banksters underneath the bottom of it that's doing everything. And we showed that with you guys with Untermyer yesterday. So yes, I cannot talk about that. But I can't explain anything if I don't. This goes back. They consider themselves to be the benign Dean Nephilim, sons of the fallen. They take their lineage all the way back to Lucifer himself through Cain. This is what they believe. And if you try to ignore who these guys are, then nothing makes any sense. Then you read the Old Testament, like trying not to read the book of Enoch, and you're like, why in the world is God telling the children of Israel, he's such a rough God, to go in and kill all of these people and kill all of the children and kill all of the livestock? And you're like, gosh, this is awful. No, it's not awful, because they were contaminated with satanic DNA, with Nephilim DNA. That's why God did that. And their animals, by the way, have been trained to have sex with humans and all of the horrible stuff that they did. That's why he said, kill the animals too. Just get rid of them. Clean the slate. Be done with it. Have nothing to do with them. Come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. That's what he wants us to do. But if we don't go out, we don't preach the truth, since I'm the only one doing this, and David Icke that I know to this level, and David Icke's not a Christian, I don't know how to not do this. Well, now Jeff Rentz does it too. Jeff Rentz talks a lot about this kind of stuff too, and Sheila Zielinski talks a lot about it too. Because, and we're all trying to let you guys know that we're out here doing the best we possibly can, doing 4 to 5 hours of research every day. I remember when Joyce Riley asked me to co-host her, actually coach, sub-host her show for her when she was dying of cancer years ago. You know, I was spending 4 or 5 hours a day doing Joyce's show because it was a 3-hour talk show. And sometimes I wouldn't have any guest schedule and I had to like talk for 3 hours. I mean, you're talking about a hard show to do. And I remember Joyce calling me up one day. She says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm prepping for your show for tomorrow." She goes, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, how much time to take you to prep?" She said, 4 to 5 hours each show. She goes, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah, Joyce, really." I said, "If I am that involved and that serious about making sure that everything I tell my audience and your audience in that case is accurate." And I said, "I've got to make sure I can vet these sources from 2 or 3 different places." A lot of times I send out my personal emails. I'll say, "This is not vetted." Right on top, "Ted, this is not vetted." In other words, read this through a Christian lens. Maybe true, maybe not be true. I'm not making any statement on this stuff because I have no idea. That's the way I try to do the show, guys. So let me continue to preach and tell the truth the way that I know to do it. Let me continue to lift you guys up in prayer, which I had the privilege of doing again today. Let me show you how the world works according to the research that I've done and the documented facts that I've acquired and accrued, and allow us all to walk down this path together so that you can tell your friends to listen to the show, that you can tell your friends to do the research on what I've done, and we can all be part of the same family of God. We can all be part of the Holy Spirit through the communion of saints, through Jesus Christ. This is what we're all supposed to be doing, working together. I take no joy in talking about Germany. You guys know that, because my mom's from Germany. I take no joy talking about Russia or China or Korea or Florida or Texas or Israel, any of them. All I do is try to give you an opinion of what the news is, who's doing the news, who's controlling the news, and what the real truth is, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. And this is something I got this week, and I actually was going through my papers a second ago while you were talking about that. And this is pretty strange that this ended this week, but it kind of gives you an idea of where a lot of this stuff is leading. This was from Tuesday, May 15th. It was from 4 days ago. From Zero Hedge, and it states on here, it says, "The United Nations International Action Network on Small Arms is finishing up their global week of action against gun violence today. According to this, the goal of the week-long meeting was for us to advocate collectively for an end to illicit trade and misuse of small arms and light weapons." Now, we all know what this really means with the UN. The United Nations assumes they have authority pretty much over every human being on earth, and as such seeks to ban guns from anybody that they don't want to have them. According to Town Hall, the week-long initiative took place 1 month before the third review conference on the UN Program of Action to prevent, combat, and eradicate the illicit trade in small arms and light weapons. The UN adopted the International Tracing Instrument, the ITI, which is, and I quote, "a political binding instrument requiring all states within the UN," which means anybody that's in the UN body, including the United States, "to ensure that all weapons are properly marked and that records are kept. Moreover, it provides a framework for cooperation and weapons tracing and trafficking, fulfilling one of the commitments governments made in the program of action, and improving weapons tracing has now been added to the part of the 2030 agenda for the sustainable development. Anyone who has read the 2030 agenda understands that it is basically a full-blown blueprint for global enslavement of humanity. They will also attempt to continue to use the mainstream's media anti-gun propaganda campaign to program the minds of the public into willingly disarming in order to accept their slavery." So this is something that is quite ominous that it happened this week, the beginning of this week, that the UN just finished up their week-long, basically, global week of action against gun violence. They now are making everybody inside of the UN states follow the ITI, the International Tracing Instrument, which means they want to have full markings and records of all firearms traced. Now, a lot of times people say, well, you know, you have to do a background check, or there's no registry right now, a national registry. Guys, that's where this is headed. We're only 12 years away from 2030. This is their stated goal, is they want to have as many people as possible in the highly, highly populated, dense areas of the United States where they can be heavily controlled, heavily disarmed, and heavily manipulated, and make sure that none of them have armaments. Oh, that kind of makes sense. California is the most populated state. Texas is the second most populated state. Florida is the third most populated state, and so on. Now, more than likely, what they're going to start doing in order to get this going through from a federal level in the United States is if they can get Texas to pass some type of bill similar to what we just had in Florida because of what just happened now in Texas with this whole anyone under the age of 21, the whole aspect of the gun restraining order, we're going to see all this stuff come back out on the table today because they're going to say, Florida passed it. Look how good they're doing. Texas needs to pass it. This is how much better you guys will do. If they can get a multiple of the key gun states that are highly populated, Georgia will probably be next, somewhere around those areas. If they can get these guys to implement incredibly invasive gun laws on the population, that will be an example of what the national federal level will be able to pull off, because there will be very little fanfare or backlash because the main gun states that are highly populated will have already fully submitted to the gun tyranny. And now we see the UN finishing up on Tuesday, the International Gun Control Week, essentially. So all this stuff, guys, is going hand in hand. Now, I don't know exactly everything that happened in Texas yet. This whole incident is still going through. I don't know any background on this kid, but we're probably going to see very similar instances. Either he's going to, you know, have gotten his gun either legally or some type of way that they can bring it back to the fact that he acquired it from a legal means. They're never going to say, oh yeah, well, we actually found out that this is one of the guns that ATF trafficked to Mexico in the Fast and the Furious, and he happened to get this gun from a Mexican drug cartel, and it originated from the ATF. Even if it was, guy, they're never going to release that information. They'll go in and they'll do a federal sweep of everything, and they'll go, ATF will go in and confiscate the weapons. Now think for a second. Why in the world is ATF at the scene? Oh, because explosives were found, supposedly. They already said the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was on the scene. They say it right here in the article, because explosives were found. This was not a federal shooting. This had nothing to do with any type of federal firearm laws being broken that I know of. But of course, there's supposed explosives at the scene, so now ATF is at the scene. And I can promise you guys, do some research with Ruby Ridge, do some research with the Branch Davidians in Texas. The ATF, in most cases, is up to no good on the deep side, the deep state part of it. These guys love to run guns. They love to start things going so they can justify their overbloated pay and their even reason for being in power as another alphabet agency that we don't even need regulated right now. This is what's going on. So keep your eyes open. Watch this stuff and what's going on. Look at all the facts and please stay frosty and stay awake, because this isn't going to stop, guys. This is not going to stop. They have to try to disarm the American population. As I just told you, it has to go into effect by 2030. That only gives them 12 more years to get their entire policy implemented in the United States. And right now, guys, they're doing a pretty doggone good job of it, because way too many people in government positions like Governor Rick Scott are submitting to this tyrannical tyranny simply so they can push their political agenda and push their political career. Like we saw now, he basically is running for Senate and will more than likely win after he signed this egregious gun bill into law in Florida then.
I want you guys to look something up, okay? This is important, because remember in the League of Nations, when the Rothschilds met for the Versailles Treaty, with these world leaders, there was a huge delegation of Rothschilds who had been told that they would be given the state of Israel, or the Palestine as a state of Israel, through the Balfour Declaration. So they came in to enforce their contract at the meeting. And there was a man who was there. His name was Benjamin Friedman. And he was Jewish. He became, he was not a Zionist. He was a man who told the truth. And he basically wrote an article. In fact, it's on audio tape. You can get it. Benjamin Friedman Speaks on Zionism. You can read it. In fact, if you go to, there's several good audios if you want to listen to them on the guy who got shot, the guy who basically, the FBI shot him. He was a huge radio broadcaster back in the 90s. Bill, I forgot his name, Austin, but it'll come to me in a second. But he's got a website, I think it's Hour of the Time, and you can still look it up. The website's still active, and these audio links are still active on his website, and you can listen to these tapes of who these guys are and who was involved with the Versailles Treaty. And you can look it up. When the Versailles Treaty happened, the League of Nations happened, and they made the war reparations on Germany so egregious because of the Versailles Treaty that our own Senate would not ratify it, and Woodrow Wilson was in favor of it. He's such a lowlife. And what ended up happening is it was never approved, so the League of Nations never happened. So it was these guys' fantasy after World War II to get the United Nations going, which is just the same thing as the League of Nations. And it's, again, Rothschild control, because the Rothschilds control the central banks in almost every single country on the planet now. Whoever controls the money controls the government, controls the industry, controls everything. We've seen that over and over and over again. And these are the same guys who are basically having to run false flags. Now, Austin, this thing is this shooting in Texas. We don't know if there was a ATF drill going on using explosives at the school. We don't know if there was a real guy shooting, if we're going to see videotape this time. Look at all the stuff that happened with Parkland. Officers being told to stand down outside. In Vegas, we got helicopter gunships apparently looking like they're strafing the crowds. We've got crisis actors on the ground who are still alive, who have wound paint on them, according to Robert David Steele. We don't know what happened here in Texas, because the truth is the media never stops lying, because they're owned by these same satanic people that run all the other things. So they're constantly painting these pictures. But here's what's real. Here's what's real. A 50 caliber cartridge or a 308 or a 223 cartridge, those are very, very real. And those don't want you owning those. And what they did in Russia when they basically disarmed the Russian people, after they had disarmed them, they went house to house and they dragged them out. These were Christians they dragged out. These were people part of the Russian Orthodox Church. They dragged them out, and they ended up basically killing them. Now, remember, there's four or five. They did exactly what you said, Austin. They swept the streets. They went into the homes. They dragged them out. They took them out back, and they shot them. Now, what the Russian people should have done, but they were disarmed, is they should have fought back. Or they should have picked up a meat cleaver, or they should have picked a fireplace poker or a 2x4 or whatever, because they knew the final outcome was they were going to be taken out back and shot. So you got to understand something, guys. This is the same thing they've already done repeatedly through their thing that they did in Russia with the Russian Revolution. They've already set the template in motion. They beta tested it again in New Orleans on how to go into New Orleans after the hurricane went through to take the guns away from everybody. This is what these people do. And so Austin's exactly right. You got to be so very careful when you get around these people, because quite frankly, you never know what in the world they're going to do and how they're going to basically respond, but you have to look at their background. By the way, the website is for Bill Cooper. He was killed. Milton William Cooper, Bill Cooper. You go to his website, Hour of the Time, and you can go in and you can listen to these audio cassette versions or these. Back then, I guess it would have been reel-to-reel tapes that they took of these people when they were speaking, when he was speaking, and you can hear all of these different people talking about what happened 100 years ago. These are facts. These are documented facts. This isn't speculation. When we talk about how many people died in Texas, Austin, all I know is when you and I went to the shooting in downtown Orlando at the Pulse nightclub a week later, 2 weeks later, whenever we went over there, and the cops were out there, and the one officer said to me and you personally, this isn't hearsay, everything they told you is a lie. Nothing you've read is true. It's all going to come out what really happened here. I can't talk about anything else. The other two cops that were there basically were under a gag order from the FBI. We can't talk about anything here. We can't discuss anything here. Guys, it's always going to be like this until they get their final agenda, which is to disarm the American population and to bring in a one-world dictatorship. Because remember, guys, they're doing this UN resolution to register guns. It's not because they want to register the guns in Somalia or in Afghanistan. You can walk over there on the street. No, you can pick up AK-47s off the street over there. They don't care about that. They don't care about that. They're not going to register those guns. There's too many of them. They're everywhere. Okay? It's not because they want to register the guns over there. They're not worried about Somalia. They're not worried about these places, because when they get ready to get rid of the people who are in Somalia, they're not going to go in their house to house. They're going to spray them with sarin nerve gas from 50 feet in the air with a doggone spray play. They're all going to kill them all with sarin gas or some other type of horrible biological they're going to use. It's going to take 2 or 3 days to kill them or 24 hours to kill them and be super contagious. That's how they're going to get away. But the United States, the infrastructure is too valuable to be bombing and killing and going all that kind of stuff. So they're going to have to, they know they don't want to go house to house with us. So they're going to try to do everything they possibly can to get you to register your weapons through the United Nations, which has no political authority in our country whatsoever. And I think Trump should pull us out of that, but he won't. Because why in the world are we going to listen to a UN resolution when it goes against our Constitution? Newsflash. Why would we do that? But guys, the people in Washington are completely and totally corrupt. Like Gerald Celente said the other day, unless you get rid of all of them, you're never going to fix the problem. What do you think, Austin?
No, that's exactly right. They're almost all of them are compromised now, except for a select few like Rand Paul and stuff, who is very vocal about his constitutional beliefs now. And the one thing you also have to understand as well about what the difference is, you know, in this area as far as then, you know, the Middle East or something like that. The Middle East, we constantly destabilize that area over there. We could care less about it. However, we have a very significant infrastructure here in the United States, especially with everything they push now with the autonomous vehicles they're trying to get running, the 5G network they're trying to get through. And not only that, they don't want to kill off all the population. The issue with sarin nerve gas is it's indiscriminatory. You breathe it, you die. There is no like, well, it kills this person, doesn't kill this person, that person. They already know that. So they want to try to do this as best as physically possible without having massive and massive and massive amounts of casualties. The next part about this is too, if they bring in UN peacekeepers in 2030, so to speak, and we're still a very armed populace, we're going to go to full-blown urban guerrilla warfare. That's the only level it's going to go. Where the level of military that the United Nations is going to end up coming in control of because of our U.S. military, which is going to give a lot of our stuff to them, but at the same time, we're going to have a large percentage of our current active duty and retired military is going to be on the constitutional American side. That's just a fact. Not mention along all the other armed patriots that are still very well armed and very well trained from all the different training aspects and friends and family that they've worked with over the years. So it's going to go to a full-blown guerrilla warfare fight. There's no question about that. Do you understand what happens? Ways start getting bombarded. You have phone lines start getting taken down. You have all the 5G networks start getting grenaded. You have all the buses get their tires slashed. You start having IEDs on the roadways for the UN transports. It goes to full-blown chaos. There is no more making money. There is no more running your 5G network. There is no more putting autonomous vehicles on the road. It goes full guerrilla warfare. They do not want that happening. So they have to continue to actually force us to disarm ourselves. And that's what they're betting on, guys. They're holding their hand right now, and we're holding our hand, and they're betting that we're going to fold, and we're going to say, you know what? We've had enough of these school shootings. These guns are too dangerous. They're scary black rifles. We can't have anything to do with these. These guns need to be banned immediately. Banned, banned, banned. They need to be fully disarmed. Nobody should be able to own these scary military rifles. You can have an over and under shotgun. You can have a 5-shot revolver. That is all you need to have to be able to hunt and do things that you need to do. Everything else needs to be banned, banned, banned. That's what they're betting on, guys, because of what they're doing psychologically through the media, what they're doing through the medication treatment through so many people, what they're doing through the indoctrination of our younger children in the school systems. I mean, look at this. I mean, think about it. If you're a teenager right now, and you know, like I said earlier when I started the show, and you're trying to figure out who you are in this world. You're trying to really identify a teenager, your place in the world, what you are. And now you've got to worry about every weekend if your school's going to be next for some false flag shooting or for some crazed mass shooter or for some Mossad agent supposedly that we've heard multiple people tell us at Parkland shooting. this is where it's going. To the example, and this is a perfect example of what just happened in Vegas yesterday that nobody is talking about at all. In Las Vegas, at one of the largest malls, the Las Vegas Shopping Mall, police are still searching for a suspect hours after reports of a masked gunman walked into the shopping mall. Listen to this. A masked gunman carrying a long gun was filmed inside the mall nearby the Las Vegas Strip shortly before 7 p.m. last night. Despite three full searches and full evacuation of the mall, the gunman cannot be located. The police department said the individual has not been located. We have done three full sweeps of the entire mall. No shots were ever fired. No citizens were ever hurt. No firearm was ever recovered. We do not know what the individual's intentions are, but investigation will continue into the night, and we will do another systematic search of the entire mall with our tactical team and canine. So, wait a minute. A guy walked into a mall basically with a long arm strung over his back. Somebody recorded it, called the cops. They did a full-blown martial law shutdown of everything, including the mall, have sweeped the mall three times, running tac teams and canine through the entire mall. Still haven't found this guy, but yet everybody is literally in full-blown panic mode. Why? Because we have been trained to be scared of anybody carrying a rifle. Now, I'm not saying that this guy was up to any good. I'm not even saying I know what he was doing, because simply I don't even know who this guy is. But what has become now of the United States, as soon as we see somebody in public carrying a rifle or carrying a firearm, if they don't have a badge as basically a supremacist law enforcement officer that is over us, we immediately freak out, do full-blown martial law, ask for our rights to be suspended, demand the police disarm everybody, and demand that they go through and sweep everything room to room, bathroom to bathroom, hallway to hallway, stairwell to stairwell, to find this evil man that simply walked through the hallway with an AR-15 slung over his back in Las Vegas. That's where we're becoming now, guys. This is the perfect example of what happens when you have a population that has full-blown psychological warfare done on them through mass shootings, through false flag mass shootings, into believing anybody and everybody that has a weapon or firearm on them is an immediate terrorist that is trying to kill hundreds of people in mass with his scary, scary black weapon. This is exactly what the UN is betting on right now. They are betting that if enough situations continue to occur, anytime anybody sees a gun, they're going to narc you out. They're going to call up on their neighbors. They're going to call up on their family. They're going to call up on their sons and daughters and demand that those firearms be taken in and confiscated, because nobody in America should be able to have those type of scary battlefield weapons. That's what they're betting on, guys, and we cannot allow that to happen. Regardless of what laws they illegally try and enact on us, regardless of what type of foreign invaders come into this country like the UN, we can never capitulate or back down or give up our First nor our Second Amendment right that is God-given and made sure by our founding fathers that it was given to us in the Bill of Rights in writing at the start of the founding of this country, so we always had the ability to live freely, unmolested, on our way, not under tyrannical law, Dad, and that is exactly what we all have to keep in our heads right now. No matter how much fear porn they pump, no matter how many shootings they push, we can never allow ourselves to continue to capitulate with these guys, because we know what their main goal is, and that is full disarmament of the United States.
It's to turn us into a fascist dictatorship, like a communist fascist dictatorship, some kind of hybrid.
Yep.
Under a one-world Luciferian government, under basically a one-world Luciferian doctrine, all worship of Satan. Okay. I've got you. I've got a couple of things I want you to watch. If you go to hourofthetime.com, this is Bill Cooper's, William Cooper's website. It's still up. I don't agree with everything on this website. Some of it's just too far out there. I don't get it. I'm not involved in it. But there's some several good things you need to listen to. Red Stars Over Hollywood. This is a video, audio you can listen to, by Myron C. Fagan, F-A-G-A-N. He was another Jewish guy who woke up and said, hey, I'm not doing this with Hollywood anymore. We've got the communists coming into Hollywood out of Russia. Myron C. Fagan, Red Stars Over Hollywood. The next one I want you to listen to is another Myron Fagan video, audio. It says, The Illuminati and the Council on Foreign Relations, Myron C. Fagan.
And then another one you can read right there is when we talked about this yesterday, War is a Racket by Major General Smedley Butler. That's also the full text is there. You don't have to buy it. You can get it all right off this website with full documentation. In addition to that, you can look up Freeman's information that I'd given you earlier, and you can read through that also. So, guys, if you just read those few articles and listen to those few audios, it's going to completely and totally change your mind about who and what is involved in the United States and who and what are basically doing these things. Another thing, Fort Detrick, Maryland again. Here, let's talk about this. Fox News, another Ebola outbreak in the Congo is being spread into a major city. Health officials are confirming it. We also have another, like you called it, Austin, fear porn on this because people are trying to get us, oh, my gosh, we got Ebola back. The big bad Ebola is coming. We can't pay any attention anything else that's going on because we've got Ebola. So what they do is they take these individual stories about the airplane crash or about Ebola or about the shooting in the mall or some guy walking around with a long gun. Shoot, it didn't even say what kind of gun it was. It could have been a flintlock. It could have been a single, it could have been a black powder gun. He could be bringing a back black powder gun in for service. Shoot, it could have been a doggone gun that was just for demo or just for display only and not even a real weapon. I mean, it could have been made out of cardboard and wood. And he, when he walked through the mall, and everybody see it, he walks to the other end, breaks it in half, and throws it in a dumpster, walks out with it. We don't even know what's going on with this, guys. But again, everybody evacuate. Everybody submit. That's what this is all about. They're teaching you how to do that with TSA. They're teaching you how to do it in the malls. And they're continuing to teach it through all of the different things they do on an ongoing basis, Austin, because they don't want a populace that's awake like the folks that listen to this show. Guys, I want to thank you so much for listening. I want to thank you for Barty being part of the Brower Brigade. I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I want to thank you for everything that you guys do. Like I mentioned earlier, I had the privilege and the opportunity and the pleasure to pray for you again today. And I know so many of you email me and you call me and you write me and you tell me you pray for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. We are like a voice in the wilderness trying to come out and tell you guys, you know, through this Zionist control press of really what's going on all over the world right now. So when you guys take care of us by getting your vitamins through us and pray for us and just hold us up and realize that you're part of our family, it makes everything worth doing what we do. Because guys, if we don't tell you, no one's going to tell you. Because yesterday we talked about how glyphosate, I want to cover the story one more time, it basically changes your genes and sexual development even at a safe dose. What does that mean? You get enough of it, makes little boys, little girls, it confuses sexual identity, and it helps to bring the population to the lowest amount of babies being born in the history of the United States as they continue to try to depopulate the planet and try to depopulate the people that are awake. So guys, please, please, even if you've got to stop eating out in restaurants, you'll save a bunch of money. Start buying your food. Eat organic at home. Use Sharon's latest cookbook, Eat Clean and Be Healthy. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. You guys will absolutely love it. And it teaches you the right ways to eat and how to avoid all these toxins in your food. Austin, I'll do the write-up. God bless you guys. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Show's yours, Austin.
Absolutely. And to add more on what's going on right now currently in this whole situation with firearms and whatnot, the Sun Sentinel, which is down there in South Florida, has now released an article that's basically saying that the district, the school district, is fighting in court against any release of school surveillance footage video of the Parkland shooting. Surprise, surprise. Remember I told you guys that the other day? I said they do not want to release any video inside the school of what happened. They said it flatly refused to issue any records regarding the shooting to the news media and a possible violation of the state's open record law. Superintendent Robert Runchie has blocked all critics, including parents, from his Twitter account. More than 2 months after the shooting, the Broward Sheriff's Detective told a state commissioner on school safety that he was still waiting for the district to provide all of Cruz's disciplinary records. So there's so much stuff about that entire shooting down there that never made sense at all. That's how it is with almost all these shootings. I haven't told you guys that with the Vegas thing. You can go watch that video for yourself, the actual whole footage on the SWAT team breaching the room of Stephen Paddock, supposedly Stephen Paddock's room, and they're walking through and they're saying, there's no windows broken. We don't have a window broken. It's dead still inside the room. There's no wind. There's no breeze. If you guys have been to Vegas, you know it's a very windy city, especially when you get on top of buildings 340 feet up in the air. There's no blinds blowing. There's no wind. There's no brass on the floor. And this is body cam footage from the SWAT team. And so you start questioning a lot of this stuff. And the more you see this, as we have, you know, literally for the last decade, and what's ironic to me is this, the amount of shootings, mass shootings, school shootings, have literally quadrupled in most instances since Obama ever took office in 2008. Since he ever took office in 2008, it was like every other month there was some other type of shooting going on. Why? Because they have to put the fear in the population that firearms are bad and we must be disarmed, and the only people that need guns are the police and the military to basically serve and protect, which we know is a lie. Once you're fully disarmed, the only thing law enforcement and military do is make you submit and kneel to whatever their orders are told to give you. So be aware of this, guys. Stay frosty. Always be prepared for any situation. Unfortunately, as much as we see is going on right now, this is not going to be the last at all. This is going to continue to escalate, so we have to watch what is going on. Make sure you know as far as the security parameters at your school, as far as with your kids. Make sure they understand what to do and how to handle the situation. Everything is going to be different at every school in every state, so understand that. And again, keep lobbying and keep pushing to have responsible, law-abiding, constitutional American teachers be able to be armed in these schools. That is a huge aspect of it. You think about it, that kid would have busted in the door with a rifle today in the art class, and the art professor basically even had something as simple as, you know, a 380 revolver on him, or even, you know, a little Glock 42, and engage the suspect. Nobody likes to get return fire when you're in a mass shooting scenario, because if you're in a mass shooting and you're the one perpetrating the mass shooting, you're already a complete and total piece of crap, and you don't want any type of conflict. You want to shoot fish in a barrel. So any type of opposition is going to slow that individual down. We appreciate you guys. I love you. Be sure to check out the products on the website. Be sure to check out the new Vive anti-wrinkle and basically hair health products that we have. And also, too, be sure to check out the product of the week, the Cortisol Buster, on sale for over 10% off. Really popular product. A lot of people love it. Really helps to help out, promote, you know, a healthy frame of mind, lower anxiety, lower issues as far as that people may have with panic attacks. Can really help out with overall health. So give that a shot, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend. Stay frosty and be praying for everybody out in Texas. We love you guys. Have a great night.